I've been listening to AFR for probably 5 years, and it has become a really vital part of my life. I start each day with AFR. I love the combination of prayer and teaching. I was missing out on the teaching previously. I did go to church, but I wasn't really learning anything, and I just didn't realize how much I was missing. I love everybody on AFR. You're such a blessing to me, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are here on American Family Radio, day one of the Fall Share-a-thon. My name is Abraham Hamilton III. I am host of the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio. I also serve the American Family Association as its general counsel. I have the honor and privilege to be accompanied by apologist, evangelist, man of God, purveyor of all things, including the arts, none other than Dr. Alex McFarland. It is an honor to be with you, my brother. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed. Good evening, my dear friend, Abe Hamilton III. It's a great honor to be with you. And this is Share-a-thon. And you know, for a ministry like this, that every day of the year, just all day, every day, around the clock, around the world, this ministry is broadcasting the gospel, biblical worldview. Really, a couple of days in the fall, a few days in the spring, proportionately, a very small amount of time is used for what we're doing. But what we are doing these days during Share-a-thon is we're asking you, dear listener, to invest in the gospel and to financially partner with us. And we are co-laborers in God's field of harvest, and we're asking you to give. Yes, we are asking you to financially give, and we can tell you how God is using it. But Abe, it's a great honor to be with you. I just have so much love and respect for you, and I'm just honored not only we're colleagues in the gospel, but friends. And thanks for letting me sit in with you this hour as we brag on Jesus. Amen. We're talking about what the Lord is doing, aren't we?
Amen. That's absolutely right. And for those who are tuning in, the number to call to make your pledge, your best gift, is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. We are in a $25,000 challenge. What that means is that generous donors have come together to provide $25,000. They have made that contribution, and they want to challenge others to match what they have done. So the challenge is, are you willing to step up and provide an additional $25,000 during this hour? The number to call to do that is 877-616-2396. That is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net.
Amen. And, you know, God is using this ministry. There's so many ways. Abe, as I travel and speak, and I'm sure you experience this as well, my heart just rejoices as I meet people everywhere, all over America, that come up to me and they just they wax eloquent about how deeply American Family Radio has touched their life. And doesn't that lift your spirits when you meet these people that have either come to Christ or maybe come back to Christ, and the Spirit of God worked through the programming of AFR to touch their lives and, in many cases, touch entire families? It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is pretty exciting, you know, and it's very easy to lose track of how far-reaching the scope is of AFR's network and the various iterations of American Family Association. But as you mentioned, I do travel quite a bit, too. Not nearly as much as you do, but I travel quite a bit, too. And it's just amazing to meet people who will share that testimony. I mean, I can tell so many different accounts. I met a truck driver who was, you know, saying, man, I had made the decision myself that I was leaving, you know, my family. And then some kind of way my radio station turned into to my show, The Hamilton Corner. And I was saying what I say at the beginning of my program, what goes on in your house is far more important than what goes on in the White House, that our first responsibility as people who follow the Lord are to our families. And all too often, we sacrifice our families in effort and engage ourselves in things outside of our home. But our first ministerial investment must be in our home, and that the marital union is a living, breathing illustration of Christ and his church. Well, this brother stopped me. He said, man, I'm so grateful that you said that, because that day I had a bag in the back of my truck that I decided I wasn't coming back home. And the Lord reached me through what you were saying, and I went back home that night. Then I tuned in the next night, and I tuned in again, and now I've been listening, he said, a number of years. And through the ministry that I've received through you and others on the American Family Radio Network, God has reshaped me, drawn me back to the Lord. I gave my heart to the Lord. I had gone astray. I gave my heart to the Lord, and now my family is serving the Lord, and my life, my marriage, and my family is better now than they've ever been. And that just actually sent me to my knees, man. I wept because hearing testimonies like that is really, really sobering. And I just rejoice in what God is doing all over the world, but he's doing it in our nation too.
Amen. Amen. You can be a part of it. And folks, you do share in these rewards when people come to Christ and they're saved, when people recommit their lives, when husbands stay with their marriage instead of bailing out and running away. God is using AFR. We give God the glory. Amen. Let me say this. We completely lift up all the praise and glory to Jesus.
Amen.
But you can be a part of it. Now, if you would call the number toll-free wherever you are, it's a toll-free number. You can make a contribution. It will be tax-deductible. But that number is 877-616-2396. You may give securely online if you go to AFR.net and just hit that Donate Now button. Listen, if you were to give a one-time gift to Share-a-thon of $150 or more, just as a way to try and say thanks, we're going to send you a Share-a-thon travel bag. It's really cool, blue with zippers and the Revive Us logo. If you would give a monthly gift of at least $30 or more, you would receive the brand new book by Tim Wildman, Because These Things Matter. And my goodness, what a great title, Because These Things Matter. And then also the Share-a-thon travel bag. That would just be a gift of us trying to say thank you. But let me share a scripture, and this is where this theme, Revive Us Again, comes from Psalm 85, and then I'm going to ask Abe Hamilton to comment on it. But Psalm 85 says, wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Abe, God's word there, that question, will you please, Lord, revive us again? I think that could be our prayer and our heart's cry in this moment of history.
I agree with you. I've said, and everything doesn't apply clearly to election seasons, but we are in an election season. And I said 2024 could be for America what 1998 was for Venezuela. And that was a year that Hugo Chavez was elected in Venezuela. And we've seen how things have unfolded there. We are at a critical juncture. And many times people have expressed that politics is really the externalization of our populist theology, you know,
yes.
Where we really are. And we are in a desperate need. Many, including myself, would often wonder, how can we have a nation of Israel, you know, the people of God, you know, the law of God given with his finger to Moses on tablets. And then when they finally opted for a king, the instruction was given to the king that you are to hand copy your own copy of the Lord's law. Yet we get to Josiah downstream centuries, and he didn't even know there was a such thing as a book of the law. You know, in many ways, we're in a similar place in our country. But by God's grace, our most enduring and desperate need is repentance. And it is the grace of God that draws us by his Spirit. We are in a place where it is a clarion call, especially for the people of God to cry out, Lord, would you revive us? And so I see our nation, you know, as you read from the text that you just read from,
Lord, would you revive us?
Amen. Amen. Let me read a little bit more. This is just beautiful, the Word of God. And folks, this is Sherathon, and please call in and give. But I love this. In verse 9 and 10 of Psalm 85, the Word of God says, surely his salvation is nigh to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Now, the word glory there, I looked that up, Abe, in the lexicon, and we know the glory of God, the praise, but it means, quote, the splendor of his wealth. Mm. And I truly think the greatest wealth of all, besides prosperity, and we, the Lord knows we have need of physical things, and we need to put food on the table. But really, wealth is the presence of God, salvation, redemption. But then it says, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I got the old King James here. It means fastened together. I think it's so beautiful what is fastened together in Jesus. Eternal deity met with perfect humanity. The law of God was satisfied, yet the mercy of God was manifested. And in Jesus, he not only forgives our past sins, he makes our present meaningful and fruitful and purposeful. He guarantees our eternity with him if you put your trust in Jesus. And there's, Abe, it's so beautiful for even a, not only people, but a nation. There's not only forgiveness of sin, but there's blessing and God's hand and presence with us right now. And frankly, I think America's stability, prosperity, perpetuity, that's all been because of Jesus. And American Family is trying to proclaim that to this and future generations.
You're absolutely right. And the number to call to help us to continue to do that, it's 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. If you're in a position to provide a one-time gift, or if you could become a monthly supporter. That's one of the things that helps us to keep our budgets tight, to have monthly contributions and monthly support. That is something that is a blessing to us to enable us to continue providing the ministry that God does through the American Family Association and American Family Radio. And we are right now in a $25,000 challenge to where you are invited to see if we can together come together and generate an additional $25,000 during this hour to support the work that the Lord is doing through American Family Radio.
You know, Abe, you mentioned the election, and we are certainly praying. My wife and I are fervently praying about this upcoming election because so much really does hang in the balance. Over the past weekend, Hillary Clinton was quoted in the news as having said, free speech means that we might lose control. Now, I don't know who the we is that thinks they need to control things, but you know, our government and our Constitution and the First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees the right to free expression, the free exchange of ideas, and that would include freedom of religious expression. I don't think I overstate the case when I say that these God-ordained rights really hang in the balance and are jeopardized in these days. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. I mean, you mentioned what you know, her name is verboten on the Hamilton corner. She shall never be president, you know. But John Kerry literally said the exact same thing a week ago before a panel at the World Economic Forum. He lamented on the global stage that we have this pesky thing called the First Amendment because we can no longer control, he said, control opinions. We can no longer control outlooks. And so the First Amendment gets in the way of our ability to hammer. This is the word he used, hammer out what he called disinformation. What it simply is dissent from prevailing narratives. He believes it should be hammered out. AOC said the same thing. We need to rein in media so that we can crush disinformation and misinformation. What that is an effort to crush dissent. Those things are what literally what lie before us, whether or not we will continue to preserve our free opportunities and ability to speak.
Thank God for the United States of America, and thank God that AFR, the American Family Radio Network, and the American Family Association is able to proclaim the things that have contributed to America's freedom and greatness for 200 years. Please help us sustain this. Give now, share-a-thon, call, or donate online. And we've got a brief break. I think, Abe, we're coming back after a break. Am I right?
We are. And that number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at afa.net.
Hi, this is Diane from Virginia. I'm a longtime listener, and I just love AFA, and I'm so grateful for your dad, Tim, Don Wildman, for just changing the culture, for, you know, helping people all over the globe, really, to be able to fight the culture war and understand what's going on and feel like you're not alone. So I can't even imagine what my life would be like without AFR. I listen in the car, I listen at home, I listen when I was raising my teenagers, and I just love AFR, and I pray for your family and offer my condolences for your dad. Thank you for everything.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to day one of Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I am Abraham Hamilton III. I am joined by one half of the dynamic duo that is Exploring the Word, none other than Dr. Alex McFarland. We are here where we are inviting you to partner with us. Share-a-thon is one of the two times per year, 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring, where we come to you directly to appeal to you to aid us by providing the resources to allow this ministry to continue to flourish. One of the things that I enjoy about being at American Family Association and being on American Family Radio is that we endeavor to operate in biblical principles, even down to financial stewardship. The ministry has been able to be debt-free for its duration. The ministry, because of our direct partnership with you, we don't have to worry about corporate sponsors that may be infiltrated with DEI executives, but that we can stand flat-footed, and we do stand flat-footed, proclaim the truth of God's word, and partly because first and foremost, it's our commitment dating back to our founder, Brother Don Wildman, but secondarily, our partnership directly with you, the listeners, the audience, the supporters, allows us to continue to advance unhindered, unimpeded, unabated because of our connection to you. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at afr.net. We are in the middle of a $25,000 challenge that will continue for this entire hour. Generous donors have provided $25,000 with the question, will the listeners match what we provided? Will they meet what we have done? We're not saying that they've already given that money. So they're challenging you to see if you will be able to meet the same level of their commitment to providing the resources that we need here. The number to call is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Now, Alex, before we went to the break, we were talking about, you mentioned she or shall never be president. I mentioned AOC and John Kerry about their expressed lament over the freedom of speech that we have here in America, that there are forces that want to undermine the Christian mores of our founding and to fundamentally transform our nation into something else. There are some who try to say, well, that assertion is just hyperbolic. That's just fear-mongering. Is it fear-mongering? Is it hyperbolic to say that there are forces that want to rip us away from our Christian founding and transform our nation into something else?
Oh, it is not hyperbole or embellishment at all. I mean, there's a battle going on, folks. There is a legitimate, absolute battle. You know, Barack Obama said, and I quote, he said, "Whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation," end of quote. Now, there's a lot in there. There's a lot we could say. But the X factor, the secret sauce that is the key to America's greatness, a lot of things we could say about American exceptionalism. But, Abe, it was the Judeo-Christian moral DNA of this country. A nation, we were at the forefront of human rights, the abolitionist movement, natural rights and liberty for people everywhere because of Christianity. I mean, let's talk about this, Abe. One of our founding precepts that life is a gift from God, mm-hmm. life is sacred. I say this regarding the abortion issue. The Constitution guarantees the right to life. Therefore, we have legal protection for the unborn. Well, at the time of America's founding, that was a very unique supposition, wasn't it? That everyone is guaranteed life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And so, yes, there's a battle to preserve these values even here in America.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I've been, you know, among the things I do, I'm a homeschool dad. So I'm teaching my children and some others civics. You know, we're at the place where we're Amen. Talking about the Constitution and the founding. And a lot of people may not realize several things, and I'll try to make these points as briefly as I can. Those who would declare that our founding documents don't include express references to God are either willfully ignorant or they simply are malicious in their assertions. And and the reason for that is that the founders, being well informed, aware of John Locke, aware of Montesquieu, aware of all of these thinkers, mm-hmm. intentionally included, for example, in our Declaration of Independence, a reference to the unalienable rights that we receive from nature's God. Well, what a lot of people don't realize, that the expression of nature's God during the late 18th century would have been understood by everyone on the planet as a reference to the law of God. Those things mm-hmm. were understood to be synonymous, which is why the founders expressed a view that was a deviation from world history at the time, that rights are not given to people from governments. They do not come from kings, that individuals have rights because God made mankind in his image. And so the notion of individual liberty flows from the Imago Dei and the idea that individual liberty must be protected by governments comes from the Protestant Reformation idea that every person who's a Christ follower has the wherewithal to navigate the scriptures themselves without an intermediary. These are ideas that shape the founding of our nation, and there are malevolent forces that want to try to rip us away from our founding and transform us into something foreign to what we were founded to be.
Listeners, if you believe America is worth fighting for, and if you understand, and we give God the glory, look, this is not us, but we completely give God the glory. One of the most powerful voices for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth that needs to be reiterated regarding America and who we are and how our nation must be preserved, AFR. The American Family Association, AFR, is being used by God in such a mighty way. That's why we would ask you to invest and partner with us. And here's how you can do that, folks. This is the right time. This is a powerful way to help restore our nation. Give, if you would call this number, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You'll talk to a friendly voice on the other end of the line. Please give your best gift if you would invest financially. There's a challenge going on up to $25,000. So this is a really good hour to give, or you may give securely online if you go to AFR.net. Just hit that Donate Now button. Please, one and all. And I'm going to ask, just from my heart, I'm going to ask for 100% participation. If you're hearing this right now, look, I know I speak for myself and Abe and everybody. We are not afraid of hard work. Folks, we will do the research. We will get up early, stay up late, go to the microphone. We hit the road. We travel. We interact with thousands of people every year, in print, online, on the air, on the road. We are calling our nation to God and truth. We promise you we will do our part, and that we're asking you to do what you can do and give. But ultimately, we are trusting in the Lord Jesus, because he does what none of us can do. God's Holy Spirit sweeps throughout the land and is touching people. So let's do this. Come on, let's partner together. And if you would give, pick up that phone now while you're thinking about it, please. Call 877-616-2396, and you can give online at AFR.net. Look, just as a way, we just humbly would like to say thank you. If you give a gift of at least $150, there's this tote bag. It's really cool. This Revive Us Again travel bag it's kind of a zipper bag, and we'll give that to you. Or if you give at least $30 or more a month, if you make a monthly pledge, then we'll give you the tote bag plus Tim Wildman's new book, The President of AFR and AFA. Tim Wildman has a brand new book, Because These Things Matter. And let me just say this, Abe, and I think you would concur. You and I have had the privilege of being on the board. And I want to say this with all my heart. This ministry knows how to stretch a dollar. There's nothing superfluous. Nothing's being wasted. We do things with excellence, and we do things, I believe, very fruitfully. But there's no money getting wasted. And this is not anything, you know, lavish or just wasteful. I one of the reasons that my wife and I are so enthused and we're committed is because this ministry, it does things adequately, excellently, but there's frugality, and I appreciate that, don't you?
I do, and it's a principle that I endeavor to incorporate in my personal life, and so I enjoy seeing that reflected in the place where I work on a daily basis. And so when you call 877-616-2396, you get to be a part of that. I often say, and I will continue to say, that the American Family Association doesn't consist merely of the people who are on the radio, behind the microphones, in films, maybe working behind the scenes, but it consists of all of you. When you make your support, when you participate in this $25,000 challenge, calling 877-616-2396, or giving securely online at AFR.net, you are a part of the association. You help keep these lights on, keep these microphones on. That was one of the visions that Brother Don had, that we needed to have on the microphones so that we wouldn't have no filter. There would be no filter for the message and the ability to interact directly with the people, to get the people the information that they need to be effective where God has planted them. This is what Brother Don's vision was for starting American Family Radio. And so call 877-616-2396 to give, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. And as Dr. Alex said, that one of the major features of this ministry is financial stewardship. We endeavor to honor the Lord in how we navigate that particular area of this ministry. And so that is what you're supporting when you call and when you give and you participate in this $25,000 challenge.
And, you know, the urgency of the hour, I think, Abe, is reflected in the fact that, you see, like George Soros, who is a globalist Marxist, he's given so much money and so much of his influence to just you know, everything that's wrong with the world, it seems like. Abe, I was called by another Christian network last week, and this gentleman asked me to pray because the FCC right now is in the process of approving or considering approval for radio stations. George Soros is attempting to buy up radio signals around the country, and this particular he's a colleague in NRB, National Religious Broadcasters. He said, look, would you just join me in praying? And I said, sure. He said, it takes months, if not years, to approve like one signal. And Soros is attempting to own 200 radio stations, which would be roughly the equivalency of what AFR is. And we're in a battle. We honestly are in a battle, folks. And I'll say this, and I'll throw it back to you, Abe. Look, everybody has a God. The Jewish psychologist and philosopher Martin Buber, he said, in every life there is an I-thou distinction. In other words, there's myself and what is my ultimate thing, the summum bonum that I live for. Now, if you don't have the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word, if you don't have the true and living God, it may be one of a thousand other things, but you will have some ultimate thing. And Abe, I think the secularists, the globalists, that they don't know God and His kingdom. They're trying to build the kingdom of man, the Tower of Babel of the 21st century. And so, we're on our way to heaven, and we want as many people as possible to come with us. That's why we're willing to ask you to join with us. Let's link arms and let's tell people about the true and living Savior. And I really think there's a window of opportunity, and we must do what we can do while we can do it, because if we don't tell people truth, they'll follow error. And so the battle of which we speak is very real. I sincerely believe that.
And you're right, so, and the Scripture bears it out. I mean, the Scripture tells us, Ephesians 6, for example, that our wrestle is against spiritual wickedness, not merely of the flesh. And there's a reason why George Soros and his Soros Management Fund would endeavor to expedite this purchase just before the November 5th election day. You know, as you mentioned, he's dedicated a percentage of his wealth annually to engage in particularly American political things, you know. And one of the things, you know, that I actually am the tip of the spear for AFR and interacting with the FCC. This is something I do on a regular basis. Whenever there's a station acquisition or a sale, I interact with the FCC. And to have the FCC to be willing to waive their foreign investment prohibition, which says that if it's 25% or more of foreign investment into the purchase of American broadcast stations, that is subject to review. And then in addition to that, there is an additional national security review that is required that takes place, that takes a minimum of 6 months to a year each when you're talking about foreign acquisitions. But what is being requested and what has been granted is a waiver of that, albeit temporarily. But it should cause the American people to ask, well, why would Soros be asking for this expedited in this time period? And secondarily, why would the FCC abandon its normal practices for the first time in its existence? It's never been done before.
I am told, Abe, that these licenses for Soros's radio stations, they either got approved or approval is in process in like 9 days. Now I know from having been on working with Focus on the Family and Dr. Dobson and the Billy Graham Ministry being on that board, I know with the Billy Graham Ministry, the acquisition of a single radio station took almost 2 years to get the FCC green light. So, folks, we need to pray. And we're asking you to give as well, if you would. By the way, the number is 877-616-2396. If you would call in, please make your best gift. And together, God is using what we're doing. You can give online if you would go to AFR.net. But I cannot overstate how real the battle is, but greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. The truth prevails. Christ is Lord. But Abe, it's enough of a challenge that that we really do need to step up and put some skin in the game and give and participate.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. As you were speaking, and I know we don't have enough time now, but I just wanted to point something out about that passage in Ephesians 6 about spiritual warfare. Because we are cognizant that we're in a war doesn't mean we need to be afraid. We need to engage and engage to win because the power of God is on our side.
Hello, this is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C., and the host of Washington Watch, heard here on AFR. I want to encourage you to support AFR during this share-a-thon. I've seen firsthand the profound influence that American Family Association and American Family Radio have had here in our nation's capital. I believe America is stronger because of the labors of Don Wildman and now Tim Wildman and the entire AFR team. I'm proud to partner with them, and I challenge you to do the same during this share-a-thon. May God bless you and may God bless the United States of America.
My name is Ron Bennett. I'm a deputy sheriff, police officer with the Decatur County Sheriff's Department in Decatur County, Tennessee. Thank you for the radio station that I enjoy listening to every morning, AFR. It gets me motivated and it helps me to get through my day as a police officer. Not many of us are, as police officers, are accepted and well received in parts of our state and around the United States, but we have a hard job and we love helping others, and I get a lot of enjoyment being a school resource officer here at Riverside High School.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back. Day one of the Fall Share-a-thon 2024. Abraham Hamilton III here. I am joined by Alex McFarland, one half of that dynamic duo that is exploring the word. Sometimes it might be exploding the word, but however you want it brought to you. We are here welcoming you to participate in our Share-a-thon. We're in the middle of a $25,000 challenge that will carry on to the end of this hour. So you have about 18 minutes, give or take, to participate in this challenge to see if we can, in this hour, generate an additional $25,000 to support the ministry here at American Family Radio. The number to call to make your best gift is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Now, Alex, I want to toss it to you. Before I get into what I was mentioning before the break about spiritual warfare, because it's not something we need to be afraid of, but it's something we do need to be aware of, and we need to pray, and we need to engage. We don't need to simply do one or the other, but we need to do them both.
Amen. Well said. And, you know, I think spiritual warfare is something that maybe a lot of Christians have not heard a lot of teaching on, but one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement. And folks, I want to say, while we are very frank and very forthright about the state of the world these days, I do not want you to be discouraged. And as Abe said before the break, do not be afraid. Do you know, I love the fact that I've been told, I've not searched it out exactly for myself, but they say 365 times in the Bible are the words fear not, one for every day of the year. And but we are to be aware that we're in a spiritual battle. And what's so amazing, Abe, is that the born-again believer can play a role in our prayers, our intercession, our witness, and we can be used by God through his power to fight back the forces of darkness. you know. And one of the ways you can do that, not only individually, but we corporately, by partnering together, and we would ask you during these fall Share-a-thon days, the theme is Revive Us Again. And here is this collective cry of Psalm 85, 6, and 7. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. We do rejoice in Jesus. We look to him for our sustenance and our restoration. And you can be a part if you would call 877-616-2396. Call, you'll talk to a friendly voice. Let's make those phones ring. You can give securely online at AFR.net. Abe, I always think it's good to start strong. This is the first day of the Fall 24 Share-a-thon, and I would ask everybody listening, I would appeal to you, let's start strong. Let's come out of the blocks giving and investing. And so it is a tax-deductible contribution we're asking you to make. And I just think it would be great encouragement to everybody, certainly to Tim Wildman and all of the staff and board and everyone that's a part of AFR. I like it when we start strong, and we're going to finish strong too. So I don't mind asking people to give because I know how God is using this wonderfully fruitful ministry.
Amen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. What I was going to say before is when you see the passage in Ephesians 6, you know, I've explained before Paul's epistle to the church at Ephesus. The first half of the epistle is written in the original Greek manuscripts in the indicative mood, indicating who the believers in Ephesus are now that they are in Christ. The next half, the second half of the epistle, is written in the imperative mood, issuing commands, addressing things like marriage and all kinds of other things. And then Paul summarizes or concludes, I should say, this epistle by saying, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, the strength that he's encouraging us to employ and to revel in is not a humanistic self-willed strength. It is the strength of the Lord. And then he says, you know, by the way, that the opposition to everything I've written about before is not merely flesh, but it's spiritual wickedness in high places. But It's not a moment to fret, because immediately after that, from verses 10 through 12, you get to verse 13, the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, begins to tick off the various iterations of the full armor of God. It says, put on the full armor then. It's not an occasion to be afraid. It's not an occasion to be paralyzed into immobility or disbelief. It is something to be cognizant of, and that should drive us to be ever the more reliant upon our Lord, but with the disposition and the intention to engage to win, because every feature of the armor of God is forward-facing. In the metaphor that's employed, it's forward-facing. Amen. With the expectation that we would not only be cognizant and engaged, but we would do so for the prospect of victory. Not a humanistic notion of victory, but victory from God's standpoint. So it's not an occasion to fear. It's an occasion to be cognizant and an occasion to be engaged. And that is what we're inviting you to do by investing in this ministry and coming alongside with us financially and in prayer, because we don't have to be afraid of the hour that God has planted us in. We need to recognize that he's planted us in this time for his purposes, for his glory, and we must not miss our moment.
Amen. Amen. I love how you say that. I've heard you say it many times. Let's not miss our moment. And really, for the Christian, Abe, wouldn't you agree that life is about the stewardship of opportunities in so many ways? I've felt that nudge of the Holy Spirit to witness to somebody. I've seen people open their heart and get saved. And I'm like the least likely evangelist you could imagine. But you sense, talk to somebody about their soul. They might open their heart to Christ today. And I've seen it happen countless numbers of times. And folks, this is a moment, this is a season in the life of our nation where it is just imperative that the church proclaim truth. And God has raised up this amazing megaphone called the American Family Association, the American Family Radio Network. I could tell you so many ministries, the Stand magazine, Stand website, so many podcasts and broadcasts. And then, of course, there's a films division. and just an award-winning news department, the AFR News. And what you're doing when you give, I mean, you're making a gift into one of the most fruitful, well, I really don't know any comparable ministry, Abe. There are a lot of great ministries. We love them. I don't know anything that is doing as much and doing it so fruitfully like the American Family Association. And so if you would give online, go to AFR.net, as in American Family Radio, AFR.net. You can give securely online at that Donate Now button. Or you can call, talk to a friendly voice, 877-616-2396. Please call now while you're thinking about it. 877-616-2396. I know it's kind of late in the afternoon. This is a good time. Let's blow up those phones right now. Call, please, and make a gift. And if you give at least $150, you'll get this wonderful Share-a-thon travel bag. It's a very nice-looking bag with the Revive Us Again logo on it. Or if you would give a monthly pledge of at least $30 or more, you'll get the tote bag, plus Tim Wildman's brand new book, Because These Things Matter. Great title. And Abe, there's a challenge going on. And if you would explain that to the listeners.
Yes. What it means is a $25,000 challenge. You have about 9 minutes and 20 seconds to take advantage of it. Some generous donors have come together and made their donation of that adds up to $25,000. And they simply said, will there be other donors who will be willing to come together and meet what we've done? And so We are simply passing along that challenge to you, that there have been some generous Christ followers who said, man, we recognize the value of this ministry. We recognize what God is doing through you. And so we recognize it so much so that we are, as you said, Alex, want to put skin in the game to the tune of $25,000. And so the challenge is to see if there would be an additional group of donors, hint, hint, those listening to us right now, that will be willing to come together in this hour by the time 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Will they be willing to come together to provide another $25,000? And that is the challenge that we're in right now. They've laid down the gauntlet. Challenge. Will we meet this hour? 877-616-2396 is the number to call. That is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at afr.net. I'll tell you, we're making headway towards that amount, but we have not quite reached it. And so in these next 8 minutes or so, let's get these phones ringing and let's meet that $25,000 challenge. 877-616-2396, or you can give securely at afr.net.
Abe, I love to talk about what the Lord is doing. And, you know, I'm very privileged. I'm on the radio every day live on Exploring the Word now for 15 years. Wow. Bert Harper and I have been doing Exploring the Word. But I travel a lot and I meet a lot of people everywhere I go. Everywhere. This past weekend, I was in Northwest Arkansas. People stood in line every service. I was there well over an hour. People standing in line simply to say, you know, very often very emotional, tearfully saying what AFA and this programming means to them. One of my favorite stories, though, it was January of 22, so 2 years ago. My first flight after Christmas, it was like the first week of the year, January. I leave out of North Carolina like 6 in the morning. It's like, you know, 6:55 a.m. I'm going through the Atlanta airport. And Abe, could we agree the Atlanta airport is a busy, busy place? Am I right?
It's a small city.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, a large city.
I'm changing planes. It's like not even 7 a.m. in the morning. And a man goes, Alex McFarland. I turn around, and this guy throws his arms around my neck and is just like weeping on my shoulder. And I was like, hello, how may I serve you? And this guy, he says, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I said, what? He said, I listened to you on AFR. Now, I had never met this person. He said, a couple of days ago, I cried out to God. He said, I listened to Alex and Bert. And he explained his marriage was in trouble, his business. He said, I prayed, oh, God, if I could just meet with Alex McFarland, please, Lord, I just need to talk to this guy. I hear him on AFR. And I said, well, I got an hour and a half. I'm here for you, brother. And we prayed together. He recommitted his life to the Lord. And he expressed how his life was unraveling, but he heard the American Family Radio Network. Mm. And somehow he kind of connected with me. But now here's my point, folks. What are the odds? At any given moment, I mean, there's probably 10,000 people in the Atlanta airport. And I just so happened to be crossing through there. He saw me, and we prayed together, and we had a pastoral counseling session sitting in the gate of the Atlanta airport. Now, only God could have orchestrated that. I mean, it was a miracle, in my opinion. Mm. Here's my point, folks. This is supernatural. And what you're doing when you give, people are hearing the gospel. We're never going to know the full import of this till we get to heaven. But we're not asking you to do anything that's just superfluous or unimportant. I truly think the souls of people hang in the balance. Mm. I truly believe the future of our country, it's ours to help restore. And it's by Jesus. It's the power of God. But look, we're in this, folks. This is real. And so please, would you invest 877-616-2396. If you'd make a phone call, give. There is no insignificant gift.
Amen.
Your gift in any amount will be used. It matters, I assure you. Or you can give online at AFR.net. And I just want to be on record. I give God the glory. We're just human vessels. We're just human, finite, frail people. But we serve an almighty, eternal God. Our God conquers the grave. Our God answers prayers. Our God revives and restores. And so let's step it up. Let's be what God has called us to be, and let's be a Great Commission people at this moment.
Amen. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. We have about 3 minutes and 45 seconds left in this $25,000 challenge. We're making headway. We're not there yet, but we're making headway. If we can get a few of you guys to call, and as Dr. McFarland said, there is no amount that is insignificant. We are grateful for every single one. We recognize what a sacrifice it is, especially in this economy, for any of us to be able to give generously beyond our own homes. And so we appreciate every individual, regardless of the contribution amounts. The number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net.
You know, it might sound counterintuitive, but the time to give is when you don't think you can. And the time to be boldly obedient is the time when you least expect it. And I realize, look, I know we don't have time to fully peel this onion, although perhaps later in the week, Abe, you and I can talk further. I know these are tough times. We all feel it. We all know it. These are tough times. But I truly believe that the blessing and the favor and the power of God unleashed, it's ours. And the time to obey is really when kind of shrinking back might look appealing. This is no time to play it safe or shrink back. This is a time to boldly step up for our Lord. Abe, I got a scripture, and I'm going to throw it to you. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite verses, Daniel 11:32. The people who know their God will be strong and do exploits.
Mm.
This is the moment, church.
Mm.
Are you in? I'm in. I know Abe Hamilton III is in, and I know from the board, from the boardroom to the mailroom, all of AFA, we're in. So let's do this for God and country.
Man, the scripture you just read really, really resonated with me because the people who know their Lord, who know their God, will be strong and do great exploits. And it's reality, man, that when we know our Lord, our confidence and our engagement isn't dictated to us by what the environment around us looks like. You know, I'm struck by the scriptural account of David before he was king, the shepherd boy who showed up merely to deliver lunch, and he heard the fee-fi-fo-fums, you know, of the uncircumcised Philistine. But never once in scripture do you see him describing Goliath as a giant. You never see that. The entire account, David never describes Goliath as a giant. He only describes him as an uncircumcised Philistine who dared defy the armies of the living God. And what that reveals, and it impacts me so much so, is that David was so consumed with his perception of his God that it didn't allow him to see Goliath as anything other than an opponent, you know? And it is a wonderful thing to be fully persuaded.
American Family Radio.